Thank you for being so respectful, hanging here. And as Stevie Wonder would say, don't you worry about a thing. Would you please welcome Annie Wentz, the Storycrafters, Sam Lardner in Barcelona, Mia Dyson, and all their friends that they'll tell you about. We're just going to shut up here and let them do it. Annie, I wonder if you'd be so kind as to start us off, okay?
So one of the things that we all do when we play music around the world is we use music to speak to each other and to play together. And sometimes the other folks don't know what it is that we're going to do, but we say, please hop in because I know you know we all speak the same language. So I'm going to start, and they're going to play. And you'll know what to
some rhythm. Oh,
All right. If it's gonna rain like that, we have to do something from Ireland now. So we'll do something from Ireland. So we have to teach you a chorus. It's a really easy chorus. Just goes like this. Diddly die die die, diddly die die die. That's it, everybody sing it with us, come on. Diddly die die die, diddly die die die. Good, that's all there is to the chorus. You'll know when it's time for it. Song goes like this.
Wait, no it doesn't. No, we wanted to do it also, not just because it's an Irish ballad, but here we are on a farm.
Oh, that's right, yeah, that's important.
This ballad deserves to be sung on a farm. Yes,
okay.
We're still going?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're still going, all right.
One day when I was out of work, a job I went to seek to be a farmer's boy. At last I found an easy job at half a crown a week to be a farmer's boy. The farmer said, I think I have the very job for you. Your duties will be light, for this is all you've got to do. Rise at 3 every morn, milk the cow with the crumpled horn, feed the pigs, clean the sty, teach the pigeons the way to fly, plow the fields, mow the hay, help the cocks and the hens to lay, sow the seeds, tend the crops, chase the flies from the turnip tops, clean the knives, black the shoes, scrub the kitchen and clean the flues, help the wife, empty the pots, grow the cabbages and shallots, make the beds, dust the coal, tune the gramophone, and then if there's nothing left to do, the rest of the day is your own. Diddly die die die, diddly die die die. I scratched my head, I thought it would be absolutely prime to be a farmer's boy. The farmer said, of course you'll have to work some overtime to be a farmer's boy. He said, the duties that I've given you, you'll be quickly through. So I've been thinking out a few more things for you to do. Skim the milk, make the cheese, chop the meat for the sausages, bath the kids, mend their clothes, use your towel to scare the crows in the milk, put the chalk, shave the knots on the pickled pork, shoe the horse, rake the coal, take the cats for a midnight stroll, cook the food, scrub the stairs, teach the parrot to say his prayers, roast a joint, bake the bread, shake the feathers up in the bed, and when the wife has got the gout, rub her funny bone, and then if there's nothing left to do, the rest of the day is your own. Diddly die die die, diddly die die die. Thought it was a crime to take his money, you can bet, for being a farmer's boy. And so I wrote my duties down in case I should forget that I was a farmer's boy. It took all night to write them down, I didn't go to bed. Somehow I got them all mixed up, for this is how it read. Rise at 3 every morn, milk the hen with the crumpled horn, chase the wife every day, teach the nanny goat how to lay, shave the cat, tune the cheese, fit the tights on the sausages, bath the pigs, rake the pots, boil the kids with a few carrots, roast the horse, dust the bread, put the cocks and the hens to bed, boots and shoes black with chalk, shave the hair on the pickled pork, but the rest I forgot. Got somehow it has flown, but I got the sack this morning, so the rest of me life is me own. Diddly die die die, diddly die die die. That's it.
Thank you. when morning and the sunshine come. Thank you. Thank you for the crew cleaning up here, my God. What a job.
Hello there. Thanks for sticking it out there. I'm going to sing a song for you called Roll On. Rolling with ya. Thank you.
Sorry, I had to rescue my guitar from the rain. So if you noticed, I played the rain song and these guys played the sun song. What's that about? That's because I live in Florida where we need rain right now. So, happens to be a pick in my strings. So, as you're seeing, none of us know each other's music, and this is just a blast. This is why I love these things. You guys rock. Can we all go on the road together? So this song that I'm about to do is a song written by the late, great Phil Oakes. Is Sunny in the house? Sunny said maybe she would sing this with me. Is Sunny around? Does anyone see her? Well, she's gonna pay. If I could have a little less guitar in the monitor. I'm gonna do this with kind of a Latin-y groove. This is a song about migrant farm workers. It's called Bracero. And when I recorded it, in English and Spanish, back and forth. But the chorus is, "Welcome to California, where the friendly farmer will take care of you, or will not." So please feel free to sing the chorus and to hop in on the rhythm, y'all. Friendly.
noches tendré que pegarles doble brasero.
Having as much fun as we're having up here. This is incredible. All right, I think Jerry and I are representing the Long Island, New Jersey Anglo-Jewish 1970s suburban ethnic group in this particular set. So as a result, I think what we'll do is
We'll do a little bit of ethnic music. Yeah, like rap is sort of like a world music now.
And so we'll take I think what'll happen here is that the Jew from Long Island and the Wasp from New Jersey will take the African American storytelling tradition and the European folktale and give you a multicultural experience right now. So here we go. It goes like this.
Once upon a many years ago and many days since, there lived a king and a queen and a bachelor prince.
No crowns on their heads, no purple robes on their backs. This royal family all dressed in black.
They had a family crest,
not a shield,
not a hawk.
It was a big apple. They were from New York.
Prince was looking for a
marital match. He was looking for a honey, a babe, a hot catch.
But his taste in women was shabby.
It was bad.
So his parents wrote out a personal ad. Single handsome prince likes music and talk. Travel and a nature and a moonlit walk. Seeks a woman who likes the same and is no less than an honest to goodness genuine princess. They came from the suburbs, from the island, from the sticks.
The prince was psyched. The place is crawling with chicks.
The palace looked like Times Square on New Year's Eve.
The king said, how will we get the wrong ones to leave?
You see, genuine princesses are hard to find. They must have hearts of gold and be sharp of mind.
So the family devised a way to screen all the fine, fancy females that made the scene.
Now, the first young woman who was waiting in line said her name was Carmen.
And she looked fine. The prince said, how you doing, Princess Carmen?
She said, didn't you hear me? The name is Carmen.
Carmen?
Carmen.
Carmen.
Carmen, how you talk?
Well, he had a little accent. He was from New York.
I'm answering your ad. You see, I must confess, I'm an
honest-to-goodness, genuine princess. She showed her driver's license.
Other forms of ID.
The family pictures.
And the royal castle key.
She pointed out the chauffeur-driven, horse-drawn carriage.
You've seen my credentials. Let's get on with the marriage.
Wait, said the king. First, we must put you to the test. We'll get started in the morning, so go and get some rest.
Well, the servants brought her to a quaint guest suite, complete with sauna, ab machine, and sushi to eat.
They had a pile of mattresses, 17 deep.
Her nose brushed the ceiling when she went to sleep, but her dreams were sweet, and in the morning she said, yo, king and queen, you know how to make a bed.
The king said, how did you sleep?
And she said, the best.
The king said, hit the road, you just failed the test.
Now the next young woman to have an interview wore diamonds round her neck and sapphires on her shoe. My name is Princess Carla, said this hopeful queen to be.
Hey there, Carla, said the prince.
Carla, said she.
What, Carla?
Carla.
Carla.
She was getting flustered. Carla.
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 Carla. Call who?
Ghostbusters.
Carla, let him call her. Carla, who is she to fall? She would do almost anything to rule
New York.
My daddy is the chairman of a software company. If you're looking for a prince as well, that would be me.
But when that woman saw the bed, her face turned pale.
You know, I can't climb into that because I'll break a nail.
Well, they got her in there somehow and she went to sleep. And she slept all night. She didn't make a peep.
She had breakfast with the family. Bagels with a schmear. Oh, New York bagels. I can't wait to live here. Oh, and where'd you get that bed? I mean, it was the best.
The queen said, took us to the pavement. You just failed the test.
Now, many women came and they left deep.
Because every single one of them failed the test.
And then one day the prince heard a rap at the door.
There was a woman outside he'd never seen before.
She had Julia Roberts hair and wore retro clothes, a yellow argyle sweater, and a ring in her nose. She had electric polyester green platform shoes.
This was not the kind of woman the royal family would choose.
Can I crash here?
The king said, look, the prince said, you can't be a princess. I mean, look at your sweater.
She said, yes, I am. My name is Princess Claretta.
The prince said, Mom and Dad, I finally met her, and I can even say her name, it's Princess Claretta.
But when she climbed into bed, she said, are they playing jokes? Who could sleep in this thing? I mean, what's up with these folks?
Well, the king and queen sat outside of her door, and all night long they heard Claretta snore.
In the morning when she joined them for a breakfast bite, the queen said,
sounds like you slept pretty good last night.
In my sleeping bag, yeah, but not in that bed. There was a lump as big as King Kong's head. I stayed there a minute, I just couldn't hack it, and I don't need a year of chiropractic.
Well, the king and queen stared, and the prince said, yes, she's an honest-to-goodness, genuine princess.
Then Claretta asked, is this how you treat every guest?
Then the king told her of that famous test. He said, we put a pea underneath your bed to find a woman who's a princess from her toes to her head. Your royal roots were showing when you felt it in your nest, and you had the brains not to sleep there. Girl, you aced the test.
Well, duh, said Claretta, I'm as sharp as they come. What fairy tale do you think I'm from? Wake up and smell the latte.
It's the new millennium.
She checked out the prince.
They had a little talk and
decided she would be queen of
New York. They had a baby girl, and she was no less than an honest-to-goodness, genuine princess. She was an honest-to-goodness, genuine princess. Honest-to-goodness, genuine princess. That's it.
Check, check, check.
And thank you to the interpreters who always have trouble with us.
If I come and go.
like fashion. I might be great tomorrow.
Song I wrote for my mother, it's called Rivers Wide. It's in A. And there's some join in on the chorus, BVs, ascending, you know, happening, whatever, if you feel like it.
You can say
about your turn. Sing your song. Whoa.
Jump in here, okay? We're gonna just stop a couple minutes early because I'd just like to say a couple of things. First of all, we'd like to get all the performers here to give a little round of applause to these people out here. Okay, God bless you all, man. You're an inspiration, absolutely. Okay, I'd like you to say thank you to Sarah standing over there. Jennifer, are you visible? Wave to your population. In my humble opinion, these sign language interpreters are all geniuses and underpaid, okay? So, across the stage, Mia Dyson and the fellas, all right? Coming to us from down under, from across the pond, as they like to say, Sam Lardner, my close personal friend, and Barcelona, would you give it up, please? Muchas gracias. Diga alá a toda la gente en Barcelona, sí. The story crafters, is that princess thing not cool? And Annie, I don't know if we ever got Christine. Annie and Christine here, okay? I'd like to raise this thought for all of you. I know you all see these things that I wear here from time to time. In my humble opinion, this is what time it is on Earth, okay? Let the musicians cross-pollinate. We can take care of things, and we'll do a lot better job than that fella in Washington, okay? And last but not least, I'm gonna ask all the musicians and all the people in the audience to give a round of applause to what I humbly think is the best crew in the world who kept this stage open without any instructions from me. Thank you, Dave, front of house. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, everybody, okay?